78-year-old Peter Yarrow from Peter, Paul, and Mary is still going strong and will play a concert tonight in Monroe, Michigan. Music for Yarrow, he says, is the way to call people to action. And he has a new song that's a long way from Puff the Magic Dragon. Yarrow recently recorded Lift Us Up with his daughter Bethany and her boyfriend, the renowned cellist Rufus Cappadocia.
People resonate with it. And I have known for some time that there are people who are angry, who are uneducated, who are ignorant, who are have been left out, who are angry, and I know that their plight is real, but I had no idea that potentially 50% or close to it of the voting population would be able to bypass the reality that there is a human being here that represents the possibility of really the destruction of all that I have sung about with Paul and Mary for all these years, and that his coming to power, considering the people who surround him, who are not of substance, would mean the end of life in America as I know it, and potentially, considering the wages of what is going on in terms of the climate realities and the volatility of the political and military realities in the world, it could signal literally the destruction of our planet.
You know, in many ways, there are a lot of people who have kind of dialed out of the American status quo, the American sort of system for decades. How much of the anger of this is, something familiar? What do you think is going on?
There's a massive wake-up call of people out of this sleep that we are in. I think we see that with Bernie Sanders, people, you know, finally having this courage to stand up, and especially right now what's happening at Standing Rock and this system that we are all trapped in, and this kind of illusion that we're walking through that this is how somehow it has to be, is being shattered at Standing Rock. And people are standing up and saying, no, the only way forward is love and unity. And without that, we don't have a world left.
Lift us up. Make our stand. Let love triumph.
Speaking of Standing Rock, President Obama has said that there are other routes being considered for that pipeline that might bypass the issue of sacred ground for the Sioux. Is it an indication of just how much work is going to have to be done on many, many, many fronts over the next 4 years? How do you see the next 4 years?
To a certain extent, people have every 4 years are lied to about what the bill of goods they're being sold is, and we're going to revamp the economy and we're going to do these things. And the truth for me is that it all comes back to finance. And there's been a lack of a real conversation saying that the period of industrialization and the massive expansion of the middle class from the 1930s to the 1970s is over. And it's never happening again. And we're at the very limits of the biosphere. And this form of economic development, if we want to move forward as a species, has to be reimagined.
So now I'm thinking of this song, Lift Us Up. That's a pretty high altitude to get up high enough to bypass this lack of leadership, to bring together people who are so angry and have opted out of the system completely, as you've described it, Bethany. What is that altitude, Peter?
Well, you're absolutely right, but that's exactly the altitude at which we were functioning in the civil rights movement, for example. This that did not emanate from top down. It certainly was not embraced by corporate world, nor by the judiciary. We lived in a world that was in denial of the remnants of slavery, and we said this lie with liberty and justice for all. But what it is the same kind of spirit that brought people together. As John Lewis says, the civil rights movement without music would have been a bird without wings. So this song, Lift Us Up, is kind of the actualization of that prayer. It says, you know, let love triumph, not the Democrats, not the Republicans, but let the very thing that is the building block of getting through this horror show, let that triumph. And let us have the courage and the determination, and let us have the bravery to not step back. The reality is that the anger is real and must be addressed. These people must be heard and included in society. What Rufus is talking about is this historic, ever-expanding disparity between the haves and the have-nots. And if we care about each other, that's the building block, not necessarily of making it happen as much as it is as having it stick once it does happen. We have to care about each other, folks, or it's not going to work.
Lift us up. Make our stand. Let love triumph.
Come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.